and to avoid any diminishment, we shall only aim to be public through the publishing of the official channels. And once the scheme is laid out, it's just a matter of executing its parts according to what the circumstances have to offer. And a society with no virtue brings only forward those members for a political advancement. And now only through accreditations we are being judged. And now only through those we try to improve ourselves. And our willing to create, firstly judged too naive by the connoisseurs, faces strong limitations by the non-connoisseurs. And we shall keep our illusions as ambitious, as remote as possible, and as never experience any disillusion. And as our proliferation is being truncated, we shall first attempt to proliferate more, to then become completely fruitless. And the bad being of the few may quickly spread onto the others without the possibility of closing the channels on time. And a ritualistic awareness is the highest form of prey towards our absolute existence. And it's not only sufficient to have a scope, but one has to also realize it within the surrounding of our scopeless contemporarity. And while the physical resources are automatically produced by the system, we have to constantly reassure it of our metaphysical productivity. And if it wasn't for all the expectation we confound to the virtual medium, our existential disillusion would be more tangible and tolerable, like the most elaborated monument that no one would confront and appreciate unless with the approval and guidance of society. And what is a journey with no substantial difference and with no substantial elevation to aim for? And how are we ever to confront if every member crawls back in the secure truth of his social group? And everyone has his particular value, but as media universalizes our consciousness, very few are brought forward as the actual holders. And we are not to prove the nobility of our courage to corrupt the society, but we are to prove it for real and really get eternalized. And the decision makers of our temporal society keeps the stability of their positions as their first priority. And as only an institutionalized message will be considered, we dissipate most of our energies looking for an affiliation. And keep dealing with the actual substance and avoid any ephemeral speculation which only gains temporal success. And as our satisfaction comes from our realization, we shall never deliver any substance of our work but personally deal with it. No spontaneity arises from any state of captivity, but only predictable results. And how are we to devise our integrity if not by ways of allowing our self-manifestations? And we may look for new meaningful links, but we may soon abandon them as the old ones would anyway prevail. And the more sophisticated is the system, the harder becomes the exchange between its parts and other systems. And the exploitation of our social status is just another way of accommodating our life without any existential achievement. And the appreciation of even the smallest sign of a living nature is the sign of our living sensibility. And keep walking your own way, and new roads will keep on opening in front of you. And any enterprise aimed for humans to constructively enjoy their nature should be given a highest priority, and the expectfulness of our existential journey should be kept most alive by means of further explorations. And once we have decided for a scheme and are eager to apply it, much will be the new outcome out of our basic understanding. And once a plan is initiated, we shall equally consider a way back to make a meaningful conclusion. And we might feel overwhelmed by the numbers, but much is added to the results as we keep on doing. And our main activity should also be able to take us somewhere, and not only to keep us somewhere as a compromise with our social surrounding. And we constantly need our discipline to keep our ideals standing and defeat our artificial comfort. And the more direct is the link between our duty and our survival, and the more is the content that we will experience. And we may finally submit to our social responsibility and get credit for that, yet an hidden abyss may be left by our natural irresponsibility. And there should be the most universal understandings among human principles, and any discussion around the different frameworks should be abolished. And as much as we fear the incoming harms, we should train to face them and deal with them. And the only way to keep our hope high is to keep working for it with no refraining demotivations. And only in our determination, every possibility will be filtered by our heart and mind as a suitable one. And no matter which obstacles it will have to face, as an arrow, our willing hits every prefix target. And what we expect, we are actually given back. And this is likely to be mistrust. Just keep on working, and even when you're done and no one is to care, just keep on working. And when the darkness will come and we will no longer be able to recognize the light, it will be too late to repent for our obstinate ignorance, and our real sense of balance only resides within us and never among us. And the shift we make from a natural process to an artificial one is always irreversible unless we start from the very beginning. And even when the road is long and never seems to end, keep concentrating in view of your ultimate destination. And pure love will be socially diminished, yet its culmination will give an eternal respect for the pure spirited. and act only as we were the final recipients of a message that we would only need to train, to improvise, and keep the inflammations of your nature away, and keep away those that let themselves being freely affected. And any situation of violence can never heal, as what remains of the violated will always try to get back to its original point. And the professional indifference to any compassionate behavior is by far the sign of our becoming unhumans. And there will never be any long-lasting respect of any terms unless we constantly stand up for them. And do we really need more? Or we fear to unmask our spiritual meaningless without our profession? And we hide our substance within our pedant perfectionism, and thus let it rotten until it's too late. And no technical perfection can compete with the organic one, which is mostly a long-term compromise between its different parts. And the progressive results of our destiny can never settle with the random choices generated by the global medium. And if with one foot we shall dare to continue, with the other we shall hesitate for a safe response. And even if we are only indirectly exposed to the flow of a medium, soon all of us will be fully immersed into it.